This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and we highlight things all across the state. From one side to the other, up, down, left, right, we are a little state with lots of things to see and do. And one of those things caught my eye earlier, because I'm a fan of Sesame Street. Yes, I'm a 42-year-old man that likes Sesame Street, and I will gladly wear that bird costume in any day I can. So there's an exhibit going on. The Life and Legacy of Carol Spinney. The name might not sound familiar, but you definitely know who he is. So talking this morning with me is Rachel Budd. She's the director of the Art Gallery Academy and a full-time teacher. She loves art and doing it so much she wanted two things to do. Rachel, thank you for joining me today. You know, we'll start at the beginning. How did something like this get thought of? Like, what was the inspiration for you being like, you know what? I want to do something on the life of Carol Spinney.
Sure. So I, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to speak with you today. And this whole journey started on Deb Spinney actually is a Woodstock resident, and Carol Spinney lived in Woodstock for many years, most of his life actually. So he's kind of a local hero. So the Woodstock Academy has a great relationship with Debbie. And through that, just in talking to her, she always mentions that she has so many things and artwork created by Carol. So she really wanted to share that with other people because she felt like it wasn't fair to have it kind of sitting away in her house where no one else could enjoy it. And she really wanted to highlight how much of an artist Carol was in addition to his roles on Sesame Street. So it began with some conversations with her. We've actually been working on this for a year and a half, so it's been a long time coming, just kind of wanting to get everything just right. So we began in conversations, and then she and I have been really talking and planning and curating over the last year and a half.
It is. It's, you know, because it is. There's is such a breadth of work that he has. From, I mean, the ironic playing of Big Bird to the opposite end of the spectrum, Oscar the Grouch. Art Gallery has something for everyone. There's abstract art. Yeah. There's everything from posters to still shots.
Yeah, exactly. And as we were like looking through, like I got to go to Debbie's house. And so we're going through all of her things, and she's showing me, do you think you want this? Do you think you want this? And I'm just like overwhelmed. And as I have mentioned to several people, maybe I'll get a sponsorship from Subaru here, but my little car was just full time after time with, oh, you want to take this? You want to take this? Because there was so much to Carol Spinney as a person that we couldn't just get that in one Sesame Street poster or one puppet. We really needed to show his entire range of interests. And I really think we just dipped our toes in it in terms of what we have on display. But that's the cool thing about this show is anyone that shows up will be interested. Like even if you do not have any relationship to Sesame Street, you could show up and just see some really cool artwork with incredible detail and talent. So it's really for everyone.
And it is. And Sesame Street is for everyone. I mean, it spans generations. You can, you know, if you're a grandparent listening to this, if you're a parent or anything, you can grab the grandkids, grab your kids, because you can look at things and remember when you were younger watching Sesame Street. Your kids are still growing up watching Sesame Street. And the legacy lives on that show of his for keeping those characters and the form and function of the show going.
And it's fun too, as you walk through the way we have our display centered and integrated into the Bracken Memorial Library at the Woodstock Academy. And we chose that. We did have the show back in the gallery back in December for a couple months, but we chose to bring it to the library because we wanted every single person to be able to walk through it and see every part of Carol's life. And then also like the history of Sesame Street. Like a lot of people forget or don't even realize that Oscar started off orange. So there's pictures of an orange Oscar, which just throws people off. And then there's more recent things and puppets for kids to play with. And just, there's so much.
And it is. It's one of those things. I mean, it was probably, in my mind, one of the first, I guess you could say, kid shows to make it big on the big screen. I mean, for something that was on, you know, public access television and morning cartoons to be on the big screen, it was a big deal back then.
Right. and it was educational. I mean, that's the thing, is there was TV on there, but it's, you know, as my mom would call it, like trash TV. Like, it was just purely like noises and lights and flashing things. This was really intended to teach children, to provide almost like a intro to preschool and then a supplement to grade school, and for kids to just learn social skills and the alphabet and numbers and all of those things. So much that we associate with Sesame Street still, and for it to have that role in all of our lives is just amazing.
Now, when you were starting, you know, the process, like you said, over a year ago to start putting this together, and your students were involved, like, what was the students' reaction when you brought this up to them, to like, that we're going to do this and here's what we're going to do?
For a lot of them, it was like, wait, really? Like, real, like, you know, it was so funny. And then in part of their role in this gallery management class is that they actually got to move Oscar the Grouch. Like, they were the ones that got to touch the paintings, that got to move the puppets, got to make some of these choices. And you could tell they were, you know, kind of lording it over their friends a little bit of like, ooh, look at, you know, like special privileges here. But they had a connection with Sesame Street as well. And, you know, you've got 20, I have 21 kids in this class, and it, you know, they're high schoolers. They don't always want to sit still and listen, or, you know, they'd rather be on their phone sometimes. And we had Debbie Spinney come in to talk to the class. And I have never seen a group of students more just enraptured with a person. Like, they were sitting in a circle just listening to her. No one was even tempted to be on their phone. They're asking her questions. They're like, they're crying because they've got her crying. Like, it was, it was amazing to sit there and just be like, oh my gosh, like, this is so important even to today's kids. And just the reverence that they have for her as well, and him as a person, was really fun to have them involved and take ownership.
Yeah. Everyone remembers and knows of it. You put a picture of Big Bird or Oscar the Grouch or anyone else from Sesame Street up, people know exactly who that is. Like, mm-hmm. I said, they might not know the name behind the person that was behind the costume, if you will, but they know who these people are, and it did impact so many people's lives. So to bring it home to the Woodstock Academies had to be something like, when this first started a year ago, you guys were just like, yes, we're going to do this. Being in this your entire life, you do it on the side. You know, there had to be some in the back of your mind going, yep, I did that. That's something we did here in the little town of Woodstock.
Yes. And watching the students, we had like an opening where it was kind of, we invited friends of Debbie's and Carol's. We invited friends of the Woodstock Academy, and we just had like a opening reception, and my students were there, and to see them be so proud of themselves and show off the things that they did, because my students actually painted some original artwork. They helped assemble the theater that the students can play with. They helped arrange everything, and to see that ownership and that pride, rightfully so, on their faces was amazing and worth it 100% for me. So that in itself, while it is something that I do on the side, I've got this gallery class that has just really come behind this project. And, you know, I said at the beginning, I was like, I hope you like Sesame Street, because that's all we're doing for the next 4 months. it's kind of become like a class motto. Like, they're drawing like Big Bird on the whiteboards, and it's almost brought like a resurgence of Sesame Street to our high school.
And that's one of those things, I hope, you know, when people are walking through the gallery, there's that resurgence, there's that love that Carol, you know, wanted to instill in the children and the family. Just learn and never stop learning. Art is learning.
Yes, 100%. And if you come to see it, there's original paintings that are here that incorporate Oscar and Big Bird. And then there's some of his drawings as well, which really illustrates the relationship, I think, between Oscar and Big Bird, even though just logistically they couldn't show them together on screen too often, because that's really hard for one person to be two places at once. But I do think that we all have a little bit of Big Bird in all of us, but we also all have a little bit of Oscar.
Exactly. So everyone can relate to either one of those characters at any time of the day.
Exactly.
So again, joining me this morning is Rachel Budd. She's the director of the gallery and a full-time teacher at Woodstock Academy. When you guys were like, we're going to do this in the, it's in a library, but you don't buy it. You know, they want you to laugh and reminisce. You guys want people to reminisce about childhood.
Yes. And we've set up specific, like I mentioned, like in the children's section, you start by, you follow the Big Bird feet up the stairs. There's a children's section, which is kids' books about Sesame Street, puppets, so they can have theater shows. You keep following the feet. We have a replica of Carol's desk that you can sit at. We have a big bird cutout you can take pictures with. And you just keep following the feet as you kind of follow the journey of Carol Spinney. We did it in the library because we wanted it to be accessible. We wanted people to feel like they could come in, kids could run around, they can grab books, they can enjoy and really immerse themselves in it, as opposed to a gallery where sometimes you feel like you have to be a little bit quiet, or you wouldn't maybe bring your 2 or 3 year old to an art gallery because you're afraid they're going to break something and you're going to have to pay for it. So it's really, we wanted it to be family friendly and also accessible, because it's open right now. It's open 3 to 6 every day. And then Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I do believe that those hours will change once school's out for the summer. So people should just check the Bracken Memorial Library hours before they head there, because there'll probably be more hours once school's out for the summer.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Yeah, if people, like I said, Paul, that's woodstockacademy.org /library. All the hours are there. If you want to just head out there, make sure they're open, call ahead. But it's at on the Woodstock Academy campus, 57 Academy Road in Woodstock. So just head to Woodstock, check out some art. Enjoy the area. It's a beautiful area out there. It's one of those areas I don't think enough people get out to. I mean, Woodstock Academy, that whole area, for lack of a better term, it's very serene. So again, joining me this morning, Rachel Budd. She is the director of the gallery of this amazing exhibit. She's also a full-time teacher, illustrator, children's books, all the other fun artwork. She's, you know, art. It's in your blood, I guess you could say.
It is.
It's places and things like this that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.